This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The flu is coming. The coronavirus is here, and cases are rising in most places, which, in that way the economy works, could mean a healthcare labor shortage. So CVS, the pharmacy chain, says it's going to add 15,000 pharmacy workers this winter. Most of them are going to be technicians to help with virus testing and flu shots and maybe eventually a COVID vaccine. Because local drugstores are going to be on the pointy end of the logistical chain of getting hundreds of millions of vaccine doses out. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that story.
One of the trends in healthcare over recent years has been the rise of retail clinics, you know, the kind you find in CVS and Walgreens. Dr. Ativ Mehrotra, a professor of healthcare policy at Harvard, says these clinics have some big advantages.
They've got good hours. You don't have to make an appointment. Parking is easy. While you're waiting, you can do some extra shopping.
He's found these clinics serve patients who might not otherwise go to traditional doctor's offices, helping to boost flu vaccination rates. Drug makers are preparing a record number of flu shots this year, and demand for an eventual COVID vaccine could put unprecedented strain on healthcare systems. That's where retail clinics could be a big help, says Robert Field, a professor of health management at Drexel University.
The idea is to do low-end services that are easy, that don't involve a lot of technology and a lot of highly skilled staff.
Pharmacy technician positions require a high school diploma, a short certification program, and clearance from the government to give vaccines. The jobs pay about $15 an hour. A big vaccine surge could drive traffic to pharmacy storefronts, which have seen sales slow during the pandemic, says Matthew Hamery, a retail consultant with Alex Partners.
You might go in, let's say, get a flu shot, pick up, you know, some healthcare and beauty products, pick up a prescription.
Though if pharmacies are hoping for a shot in the arm from vaccines, the benefit could be limited. Many retail clinics are holding immunizations outside. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.